From the Sri Satya Sai Media Center at Prashanthi Nilayam, you are listening to Radio Sai Thursday Live. I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by Sri Siddhartha Raju. Brother Siddhartha hails from Chennai and was a part of the Sundaram Bhajan group as a singer. He later did his MBA from Swami's University and is currently a faculty member in the Department of English Language and Literature, Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanthi Nilayam campus, where he is also pursuing his PhD. A multi-talented artist, Brother Siddhartha is a speaker, dramatist, and a singer, having sung and acted many times in Bhagwan's divine presence. In this talk, Brother Siddhartha talks of the many lessons that he learned from Bhagwan when he was a part of the dramatics team in the university. This talk was delivered on the 24th of January 2019 in Prashanthi Nilayam to the Sai Young Adults of Australia. And with that, over to Brother Siddhartha Raju.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering myself at the lotus feet of my most beloved master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I'm definitely happy to be back again because after we finished the talk last night, Ravi sir and myself, as we were going back home, we were just thinking about how we really felt so nice. And I'm not saying this just to flatter all of you. I really mean it because we felt so nice that we had an opportunity to think about Swami, to talk about Swami, and some of the things that even as we were saying, even as I was listening to Ravi sir yesterday, quite a few points definitely left an impression in my mind. So I was only happy that I would get another opportunity to think about Swami and think about his leelas that we have all been a witness to. So tonight, like brother said, not about bhajans, not about anything what we had spoken yesterday. So when I was trying to recollect my thoughts as to what it is that I should talk here to all of you, the topic that I was prompted to talk about is Sai, the divine dramatist. And personally, I have a little bit of an attachment to this particular theme because I was someone who was very actively involved in doing professional theatre when I was in Chennai before I joined here for my studies here in Swami's University. And one of the reasons why I came to Swami's University was, the first reason was to sing bhajans in front of Swami. The second reason was to act in plays in front of Swami. That's it. The studies never featured in the top five reasons. The third would be bhajans, the fourth would be bhajans. So, and I got so many opportunities to be a part of productions that were performed in front of Bhagwan between 2006 and 2009 as a student. And after I joined here in 2011, since 2011, I have been involved in the back end of some of the plays that are performed here in Prashanthi Nilayam, which I assume that if you guys get the time, you do watch through Radio Sai. And we have some marquee events like the convocation drama, the sports meet drama. You know, we had every campus put up a drama every evening from 12th to 15th. So with the Prashanthi Nilayam production, I've been blessed to be a part of it since 2011. And so many lessons that I have learned in this journey of mine being associated with the dramas. And that's what I thought I will share, some of those incidents which showed us and show us how actually it is Bhagwan who's in charge of everything. Now, to just extend this theme of a drama to a little larger context, we have all heard of the fact that, or we've heard of the poem, All the World's a Stage. Yes? Written by? Shakespeare. Yes, thank you. So, All the World's a Stage, and he says that all men and women are mere players, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven stages. They all have their exits and their entrances. So if you, as you go through life, I know you're all young adults, I feel quite old actually, frankly, when I stand in front of you. As you go through life, you will definitely realize that things never really are under our control. There's somebody above who's actually working out the things in our own interests, for our own best, and it is definitely being scripted by the Lord. And like I said, a classic example was how I was supposed to speak day before yesterday with Ravi sir, and I was supposed to speak here today, but it just got shuffled. So when you realize that there's someone above, you can only plan, but the actual, you write the script, but it gets rewritten somewhere else, and you end up only performing according to that script and not the script that you write. So coming to dramas, Swami had amongst his pet, he had a lot of, he had a soft corner for music, we know that. And dramatics was also another art form which Swami was always very interested in. And that is how Prashantanilayam has this culture of dramas, which got extended to the various groups that came from different parts of the country and different parts of the world, also coming in with dramas because they realized that this was one form which was very dear to Bhagwan. And there's so much scope for us to, you know, drive home so many messages through the dramas. A little bit of a history of dramas. Even as a 10-year-old, Swami would write plays. One of his most famous plays being Cheppinattu Chestara, Do You Do As You Speak? Do You Walk the Talk? And even back then, Swami had a great message that he was driving to the villagers when these little boys used to perform. And he would drive home many moral lessons to them through these street plays. And subsequently, when we had this Veda Pathshala, which was there in Prashantanilayam in 1960s, the students of that Vedam school used to put up plays during major festivals. And subsequently, in 1981, when the university began, that's when the university students, one after the other, started putting up plays. Usually, it would be for special occasions under Swami's instructions. Some of the most historic plays are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, Jesus Christ, Shankaracharya. Again, Shankaracharya's play, Swami had taken all the students to Bombay, all the way to Bombay with their sets and their props and their costumes to perform for the devotees in Bombay when Swami had visited Bombay. So this is just a history of how Swami was involved with dramas way back from the 1960s. And probably after 1999-2000, it became, the convocation drama became a very important part of the calendar in Prashantanilayam. So every year on the 22nd of November is the convocation of the university, and in the evening there would be a drama being performed by the students. Subsequently, that got extended to the sports meet dramas, which I'm sure you all would have had a chance to witness if you were here during that season. And so this is just a genesis of the evolution of how students started performing dramas in Prashantanilayam. Now, if you look at Swami's involvement in the dramas, Swami would be involved in every single aspect of the drama. By that, he would ask for the story. He would have his inputs to give about the story. He would do the casting. Swami would select which person should enact which role. Swami would be a part of the script. Swami would sometimes compose songs for the drama. Swami would say, you know, in this scene, at this point, it would be nice if there is a song. And he would immediately compose a song and teach it to the students and say, sing this song. Now, it's so overwhelming because finally, the entire drama is being presented for him. And like we mentioned yesterday, he would come for multiple practice sessions. Every time he would come for the practice sessions, there would be so much of learning for the students, spiritual learning, theatrical learning. At different levels, Swami would be preparing us for putting up a performance in front of him. Now, coming to my experiences with the dramas and some of the little stories that happened behind the scenes. So, I'll start with this one incident where on one particular occasion, there was a drama where the lead character was Swami Vivekananda. This is before he became Swami Vivekananda, where he was called as Narendra. And he is supposed to, he comes to Ramakrishna Paramahamsa and asks him for something. And Ramakrishna Paramahamsa in turn directs him to the temple of Goddess Kali and says, go ask Mother Kali, don't ask me. Because there is only so much that I can give, and there's here she is who can give you absolutely anything that you want. So, according to the scene, Narendra, the character who's playing Narendra, is supposed to go up to the statue of Kali and pray. And he had his dialogues. So Swami comes to this practice and he sees the statue of Kali that was kept. And Swami says, who kept this statue of Kali? So the teacher said, Swami, this scene, Narendra goes to Kali. No. There should be a statue of Krishna there. And everybody knows that Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was a very staunch devotee of Mother Kali. And this is recorded in the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. And we know that there's supposed to be a Kali in that scene. And Swami says, no, take this away, bring a Krishna statue. So Swami Vivekananda, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Krishna, it really doesn't make sense. So the teachers were little squirming a little bit, saying, Swami, how do we put a, just put a Krishna statue. Okay, done. That Kali statue goes, and the Krishna statue comes. Swami says, now perfect, to the scene. Second day, third day, fourth day, the teachers are waiting for something to transpire. But Swami is very happy only when he sees the Krishna statue there. And everybody is wondering, how are we going to do this on the last day, on the day of the performance? Because the audience is, this is taking dramatic license to an extreme. You don't bring Ramakrishna Paramahamsa to the stage, and then you don't, the dialogue says Kali, but the statue there is Krishna. And this goes on for 2 weeks. Swami doesn't say a word. The penultimate practice, Swami comes for the penultimate practice, the practice starts. That scene is being set up, the set is kept there. Swami looks at the teacher and says, what is this Krishna statue doing here? There should be a Kali statue, don't you know? Of course, the teacher was happy to hear that Swami wants a Kali statue. They immediately brought it. And the practice happened. The drama happened the next day with the Kali statue. Everybody was very happy. Then the actor who was playing Narendra, Vivekananda, Swami Vivekananda, he comes and confesses to the teacher saying that, sir, actually, do you know why Swami replaced the statue of Kali with Krishna? And this teacher says, why? He says, sir, for me, I was not able to emote looking at the fearful form of Mother Kali. I was very scared. I was not getting that bhav, the feeling of approaching her for a prayer. And my Ishta Devata, my favorite deity is Krishna. And he never mentioned this to anybody, not even to Swami. He didn't even take the opportunity to tell Swami that, Swami, I'm not comfortable. Swami, in his omniscience, just knew. So he practiced with his favorite deity until a point where it didn't matter which deity was there. And that was the day Swami came and said, bring the Kali statue, take away the Krishna statue. Right? So this is the kind of learning that we would see, that Swami was so sensitive to such little things, that feeling which only you know, literally only you know, but you think only you know, but no, he knows it. He is there listening to every single thought of ours. On another occasion, there was a student who was to play an evil character, so to say. And he was doing a damn good job of it. And that was where the problem was. Because he was enjoying, playing that evil role. And Swami comes to practice and Swami calls him and says, you're pushing your luck. I don't want you to act so evil. And then he says, Swami, but it's just a drama. I'm not evil. By nature, I'm not evil. And then Swami says, that's what you think. You pretend to be something. You will tend to be something. And you will end up being that. Swami says, pretend, tend, end. See how beautifully he plays with the word pretend. We think we are pretending to act in a particular role. Swami says, you will tend to be that. Because you keep pretending, you tend to be it. And eventually you will end up being it. And that is why I'm telling you, don't take up such negative shades. Imagine if we took the same thing and turned it around. We pretend to be good. Even if you pretend to be good, you will tend to be good and you will end up being good. So it all starts with, even a pretentious act has the power to take us and make that become a part of us. All right. A little bit of Swami's humor. on one particular occasion, there was a boy who was playing Krishna. So they had, you must have seen, you know, we get them painted in blue. And just before the drama, Swami comes, he inspects the costumes and he looks at him and says, "You're playing Krishna?" He says, "Yes, Swami." Krishna was not this dark. This is too much of blue. You need to remove a little. And there's just a few minutes for the drama and we are a little taken aback. And Swami says, "I'm telling you because if you're this blue, no Gopika will come near you. Take my word for it." Right? So who else can authoritatively tell us the right shade of blue that Krishna had? On another occasion, the boy who was playing, a different person, who was playing Krishna about a couple of weeks before the drama, Swami came for practice and Swami looked at him and said, "You're playing Krishna?" He said, "Yes, Swami." "Krishna never had so many pimples. You know, you're having too many pimples." So he says, "Sorry, Swami, what should I do?" Swami waves his hand and materialized a bottle with 30 pills in it. And Swami said, "Take two a day, one in the morning and one in the evening, for 15 days. And those pimples have never come back." Needless to say, 15 days later, he had a blemishless skin. And till date, he has such sparkling, shining, clean skin. Right? But for Swami, it's not just the drama. See, he was playing Krishna. He's not Krishna. But for Swami, even then, it matters. And even, you never know what that boy probably prayed. Maybe he might have had a passing thought saying, "Swami, what do I do about these pimples?" That's it. Swami solved it for him for life. And this student, on one particular occasion, they were, this drama was called "This Too Shall Pass," where it's a scene where the Pandavas are in the forest in exile and Krishna comes to comfort them. And Yudhishthira catches hold of Krishna's hand and Yudhishthira says, "Give us one mantra, just one mantra with which we can go past these years of exile and all the difficulty that we have. Because we know that if we have something like that from you, we will be able to go through any difficulty." And Krishna takes a palm leaf and he writes a mantra. The mantra that Swami says Krishna wrote for the Pandavas is, "This too shall pass." You remember it when you are happy, especially when you are happy. And you should remember it when you are going through tough times. Because neither of them last. Both shall pass. So Swami is watching the practice of the scene and Swami stops this boy and says, "So where are you going to write this mantra?" And he says, "Swami, we'll have a palm leaf." You know, that's what they used in the olden days, palm leaf. Swami says, "Okay. What are you going to write with?" Krishna didn't use a pen. "What are you going to write with?" And then it struck them that they had not thought about it, what Krishna would use to write. And then Swami immediately materialized a golden trishul, about this big, a trishul, and he said, "This is what Krishna used to write it with." And they took it with so much of reverence because this was actually used by Krishna himself. And here was Swami who just brought it like that and gave it as a prop for the play. And then Swami asked, "So where will you keep it?" No idea. "Swami, you tell us, where did Krishna keep it?" And Swami says he had it tucked in his, that, you know, he had a bun in his hair and that's where he had it tucked. So he would take it from there, write, and stick it back. And then Swami tells this boy who's playing Krishna, "Keep it very carefully. After the drama, you have to give it back to me. I have to send it back." Okay, so after the scene, this brother goes backstage. He keeps a book. He keeps it inside the book and he closes the book and keeps it very safe. And after the drama is over, Swami comes to him and says, "So where is it?" So he rushes to get the book and he opens the book. It's not there. And Swami says, "I took it long back." Right? So even props for dramas were provided by the divine dramatist. And the most authentic props that you could think of. Krishna's actual pen that he used to write, or a writing instrument that was used by Krishna, came in a trice. Sometimes when we do these, when we direct dramas these days, not everybody gets to play a role with dialogues, isn't it? Sometimes you'll just have these characters who, what we call as mute characters, who don't necessarily have dialogues, but they still have something to do on stage. So this one particular year in 2008, in the convocation drama, there was this boy who had come from the Brindavan campus, because the convocation drama has students from all the men's campuses. So he had come from Brindavan. He had just joined the Brindavan campus. He was just about 17, 18 years old. He was a phenomenal actor, very good actor. But he didn't have any dialogues. So he was Shatrughna in a particular scene where Rama and Bharata are talking to each other, and Bharata is trying to cajole Rama into coming back to the kingdom, right? So Shatrughna doesn't have any dialogue in the scene, but he's just supposed to stand there and react in the scene, be alive in the scene. And he needed very little training from us senior actors because we felt he was a natural. But somewhere that boy was very upset that he didn't have any dialogues. Naturally, right? When you're getting a chance to act in front of Swami and you don't have a single word to say. In a scene that lasted 7 or 8 minutes, he was just standing in one corner. And Swami never noticed him. Swami never spoke to him during practice, obviously, because he's just one of those characters who's standing in the side. And in fact, on the last day, that scene is a very emotional scene, because you can imagine, right? If you know your Ramayana, it is the scene where Bharata comes to Rama after having heard that Rama has been sent into exile. Bharata comes and he begs that Rama should come back and take over as the king. And he instead, Rama gives him his padukas. He gives him his footwear and says, take this, but I'm not coming back till I serve my exile. So in that, it's a very emotional exchange between Bharata and Rama. And in that scene, I remember on the last day, that boy was in tears. He was so involved in the scene. We were watching from the side, from the wings, we were watching him. And he was so involved and he was in tears. And after the scene got over, when he came backstage, we all patted him and said, great job, you did a really good job. But he was like, yeah, okay. What's the point? I mean, you're saying I acted well, but I didn't get a single dialogue to speak in the whole drama. So this happens in November. So that January, the students of Brindavan campus come for sports meet with their drama. And now this boy has been identified as a good actor. And he has been given the role of Venkatesha, Lord Venkatesha. So Swami comes for the practice to watch the Brindavan drama. And this boy is, it's a costume rehearsal. So this boy is dressed like Lord Venkateshwara with his crown and all his jewels and all that. Swami comes straight to him and says, hey Shatrughna, how are you? So it was a huge shock for him, because here he was dressed up as Venkatesha. And he all along was absolutely convinced that Swami never noticed me when I did that drama. So almost like that drama never happened. It happened, but as far as Swami is concerned, this is my first big role. But that is exactly what Swami proved to him, saying, you think I don't notice what you're doing, but I notice every single detail in every single life that is around me. Right? And in fact, I recall one more incident. Now, this has two parts. One is pre-2011, and one is the second part is post-2011. So there was this one boy who had joined, and because he was in his undergrad, usually when we have these female roles in our dramas, we look to avoid it as much as possible. But if the scene really calls for it, we have a Draupadi or we have a Sita, you know, something of that sort. So this boy was, and because undergrad kids, they don't really make a big fuss. They're just happy. The younger they are, happier they are to be a part of it. They don't make a fuss. The postgraduate students will say, lady role, no, it's okay. No thanks, I'm good. You give me a role, sentry role, stand there like that with no dialogue, I'm okay with that. But I'm not getting dressed up in a sari. So this boy was happy to do this role. And he was picked to play the role of Sita, Mother Sita. So on the day of the drama, he's decked in a very beautiful sari and with earrings and nose ring and all of that. Our costumes would make you really can't make out whether it's a boy or it's a girl. That's the kind of detailing that they do. So Swami comes backstage, looks at him and says, what are you playing? So, firstly, it's a very funny question, because you can almost make out, because there's Rama next to him, there's Lakshman on this side. It has to be, there's a lady between the two, it has to be Mother Sita. So he says, Swami, Mother Sita. Swami says, Lakshmana. He says, no, Swami, Sita. Lakshmana. So he's like, which angle do I look like Lakshmana? I don't have a bow. I don't have an armor. I'm wearing a sari. So he again repeated himself. Swami can't see. Swami can't hear. What is going on? Swami, Sita. Oh, Lakshmana. And then he gave up. He gave up. He realized that, you know, there's no more convincing him. How much more can I tell you that I'm not Lakshmana, I'm Sita. So Swami called him Lakshmana. It ended there. He had a pada namaskar. The drama ended over. This is in 2009. In 2013, it so happens that when we had done a casting of the boys who were there, and so when we read out the cast and all the boys got to know which role they were playing, we gave them their scripts. This boy comes up to us and he stands in front of us who are directing the drama. He's in tears. And he says, brothers, you have cast me as Lakshmana. And we had no idea that such an exchange had happened way back in 2008. And we said, yeah, okay, so what? He says, no, you know what? Actually, Swami had cast me in this play 5 years ago. And that's when it hit us as coordinators that we think that we are doing the casting. You know, we have the responsibility of casting and we have the responsibility of directing. Not true at all. He has already done it. You know, what more do we need as an experience? What more did that boy need as an experience to know that Swami is way beyond time? That's why when I started out, I said, we plan for something. But there's some other script that actually ends up playing out. This is a classic example of that. So this is one more incident. When I spoke about the mute character whom Swami noticing sometimes he says something else. But even in that, whatever Swami says, what we think he's saying in jest is never to be taken lightly. Another example of... Okay, so there was this one particular student who played a variety of roles, especially the roles like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and, you know, he was not exactly the, you know, topping the charts when it came to his academics. So his parents were very worried about the fact that he's not doing so well in academics, as much as he's showing passion and interest and delivering, you know, in other events. So when they had an opportunity to, they had an interview with Swami, and this student's mother gets up and tells Swami, saying, Swami, we are very worried for him because he just takes part in all these music and dramatics and stuff, but he's really not doing so well in academics. What will happen to his future? And Swami says, for the joy that he has given me doing the roles that he has done in front of me, the joy that he has given me, it is my duty to take care of him for lifetimes. And needless to say, that gentleman is a president in a very big multinational company in Singapore. And he says, the way I was, my BSc and my MSc was going, no way my parents, forget my parents, even I didn't think I would make it anything in life. He says, it's entirely Swami's grace that I am what I am. And just think about it for a moment. We do whatever little we do, wherever, in whichever, you know, avenue we find to offer something to Swami, we do it for Swami's happiness. That's about it, right? We want to make Swami proud. We want to make Swami happy. But here is Swami who just doesn't just get happy, but he gives us with his grace that our lifetimes are taken care of. Now, there are so many avenues by which we can offer whatever we can to Swami when it comes to the organization. Because you need not be a musician. You need not be a dramatist. In fact, I think one of the hardest working groups in in our university and definitely in even in Sai centers across the world are the chaps who are in charge of the mic system. No joke. I mean, firstly, they have to be there before bhajans to set up, and they will be the last to leave after bhajans. And invariably, it's a thankless job because somebody or other is not happy with the sound. Right, brother? You must be hearing it a lot, right? There's always that, you know, I couldn't hear myself. I didn't hear the tabla. I didn't hear the harmonium. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I couldn't sing because I couldn't hear myself. And I couldn't enjoy myself because you didn't give me volume. Right? So it doesn't matter where we are seated. It doesn't matter what we do. What we don't realize is that, you know, Swami is watching, and he's going to give us back much more than we can ever imagine for the little that we do for him. So his mathematics is something that we will never understand. Now coming back to the drama within the drama, a few more stories before I wind up for tonight. How apparently there is something that is happening, but there's something totally different that's happening. So on one particular occasion in one of the dramas, there was a boy who was selected to play a particular role, and he was a very average actor, so to say. So they had a very difficult time trying to figure out where he can be placed such that his lack of skills don't show up so badly. So they found a scene where all he had to do was to come and ask for water. So he had one line, which was to come and ask for water. Please give me water. And even that he was not able to deliver. Because they kept telling him, you know, you're not having the feeling. It doesn't look like you're acting. Come on, bring some life into it. So there was only so much that he could do. And he was giving the best of his efforts. So on the day of the performance, on the day of the play, this scene happens. The rest of the play happens. The drama is over. Swami comes down to take photos with all the students. And Swami waves his hand, materializes a ring, calls this boy, and gives him the ring. And the rest of the actors are seeing red. Obviously, Swami, he had one line, and we know how well he did it, and you're giving him a ring. Where's the fairness in this? And then Swami remarked something that nobody else except for that boy and Swami knew. In order to get his performance right, in order to get the feeling that his co-actors kept prodding him to get, that boy stopped drinking water for 48 hours before the play. So it could not, his one dialogue of please give me water could not have been more heartfelt than what he gave, because he actually gave up water. And that feeling which that boy showed, that commitment to wanting to do a good performance in front of Bhagwan, for which he was ready to do anything, that is what Swami rewarded. And when we say the drama within the drama, this is what I mean. Now, this is something like in the story of the first story that I told of the boy who was having an aversion towards the Kali statue. It was a thought that only he harbored, which nobody else knew. And here it was being reflected by Swami saying, I know your innermost thoughts. In fact, I can give you two stories which have happened in the last year, the last couple of years, just to show you that I'm not just telling you stories of Swami's involvement in the drama when Swami was in the physical. Even now, we truly believe that it is he who is in charge of everything that runs in our institute, in our college, especially in the performances that we put up, and they get reflected by some incidents. For instance, the last year's convocation drama, by that I don't mean 2017, we had shortlisted a list of actors, about 27 actors, and we had finished the casting. The drama was underway. We started rehearsals. We recorded the dialogues. And about 15th or 16th of November, the drama is on 22nd of November. On 16th of November, we felt that there was something missing in the play. And we as coordinators, you know, tried to rack our brains to figure out what is it that is, that there's on something, that is, there's some element which we need to add to give it one completeness. So we came up with this idea that there will be two narrators who will come in and go out of the scenes. Between scenes, they will come in and provide those, in their conversation, they will provide the linkers to the story to take the story forward. So we quickly, that night, we sat up the whole night and wrote the script for those two narrators between the scenes. And without a second thought, we said, okay, who should we call? Okay, we'll call Aditya and we'll call Sai Kumar. Okay, just send word for them. Tell them that they have to come tomorrow because it's already 16th. They just straight have to start acting. We call the two boys. They come, and that Aditya comes and he's shaking because he doesn't know for what he's been called. And we said, Aditya, you have to do a role of a narrator. He just broke down. And he says, brothers, you started practice on 8th of November. And on 8th, you called all the students for the casting to read out the story to them and to tell them what role they're playing. And when I didn't get called, my heart was broken. And I thought, I gave it a couple of days, thinking that maybe it was some, you know, you missed out calling me or something of that sort. And on 12th, when my roommates came and told me that dialogues have been recorded, I've just been crying in front of Swami's photo saying, Swami, why have I not been called? And he says, today you're calling me and telling me I'm going to play a role. I had no idea why you're calling me. While here we are, and honestly, to be honest with you, we didn't give thought that, oh, this boy is there, he was missed out, let's call him. You know, it wasn't that kind of a human effort that happened. We just randomly, any two names? Sai Kumar Aditya. Ah, yeah, Sai Kumar Aditya, just send word. But for Aditya, there's a totally different drama that's going on. And he says, it was a test for my faith. I told Swami, Swami, I want to be in the drama. I don't know what you will do, but I want to be there in the drama this year. Something I have to do, I should be there. And he says, I couldn't believe it that 4 days before a drama, a role gets added, dialogues get added. And he had a substantial set of dialogues because they come between every scene. It's not just one scene. They have multiple entries in every scene. So that's when, again, as coordinators, we felt at one level we are operating, and there's a whole different level at which Swami is using us to get across his message to his devotee, his, you know, to reinstall faith, to answer prayers. So many things are happening through us, not because of us. Right? This year, this November's drama, there was a particular scene that they wanted to have as part of the drama. Remember I told you this too shall pass, the scene that I told you. That was enacted in 1999 in a particular drama that was enacted. So in 2018's drama, they thought it makes sense to have that scene for the story. You know, the story called for that scene, that mythological scene to be inserted. And there are only two people who are still working in Prashanthi Nilayam who are part of that drama in 1999. So this brother went up and spoke to them and said, do you remember what happens in the scene? Because it's there in the Bhagavata Vahini, but it's just one paragraph. Swami's description is just one paragraph. And that's not enough to extrapolate into a scene with seven characters and dialogues and stuff. So they went and asked this brother. He said, no, I have very sketchy memory of the scene. I don't remember what exactly happens. So they didn't know what to do. So then that brother says, you know, when I was in the hostel, there was this one particular room where there's a shelf which has DVDs and CDs of many dramas. Why don't you just go and look up if that 1999 drama CD is there by any chance? So they said, oh, okay, fine. If the CD is there, great. We just have to play, watch the scene and take notes. So they found out where the cupboard is. They found the key. So this brother goes and opens the cupboard and he finds about 1,000 CDs stacked up in that shelf. So it's that song, Where Do I Begin? 1,000 CDs, there's no time to sit in, and most of them are not even marked. They're just CDs. So you don't even know what's in it until you put it into the drive and play. And where's the time for that? So he calls this this boy who was there in front of the cupboard called the drama in charge and said, "Sir, I have good news, I have bad news. Good news is I found the CD, but the bad news is I don't know where it is, because it's there, but it's not there. It's just there in this pile of 1,000 CDs." So then he says, "Okay, you have half an hour. If you find it in half an hour, we do the scene. If you don't find it in half an hour, we don't do the scene." He says, "Okay, I'll give it a shot." And it seems he pulled one CD randomly out of the pile. He pulls here, and from the top shelf, a CD falls on his head. Okay? He picks it up. It's the 1999 drama. 2 minutes after he hung up, he found the CD. And he swears by the fact that, "I touched a rack here. I don't know how that one fell from there. And only one fell. You know, it was not even like a whole pile of them came off, slid off the shelf and hit him on his head. One CD falls, and that is the CD that he was going to look for." So obviously, when, you know, the students heard about it, the students were so excited that this is where we feel is Swami's hand. Like the other day, when Kuppam Vijayamma Garu was speaking to all of us, the two times that the monkey interceded, the timing was impeccable. It was not a second late, it was not a second early. Right? Of course, the skeptics amongst us will say, "Yeah, it was just a monkey, man. It was just running around doing its own thing. Don't try to link it with Swami." But when she obviously, all of us know, right? We were sitting in front of her. She had no clue that there was a monkey behind her. And she said, "Monkey games." Swami said, "Let's play monkey game." That was the first sign. And the second sign was she spoke about water, and that monkey coolly came up, picked up the bottle and went away. Now, what are the chances of something like this happening? If you were standing in front of 1,000 CDs and you were looking for one CD, and that is the CD that jumps out and hits you and says, "Here I am, take me," would you still think that it was gravity that pulled the CD down? I leave it for you to decide. Okay, this other story that I thought of narrating, because it takes a little bit of time, it'll probably just be right, but then this brother just told me that he saw the satsang video that was released last week. Is there anybody else who watched the video? Please tell me nobody else watched the video. Okay. You don't have to watch the video now, because I'm going to tell you the story from the video. So this is a story that is very close to my heart, because we were directly involved with this incident, and it was a huge game changer for my understanding of Swami and how Swami works. So this happened in 2008 during the sports meet. The Prashanthinilayam campus was supposed to present a drama, and usually Prashanthinilayam's slot is always on 15th evening. So on 11th, the function happens in the Hillview Stadium in the morning and the evening. 12th is the drama by the higher secondary school. 13th, 14th is usually by Brindavan, and then by Anantapur and Mudanahalli. And 15th, the last performance is given to Prashanthinilayam. So on that particular year, we were doing this drama titled Veeranjaneya. It was, you know, life of Lord Hanuman. Typically what happens, because ours is on the 15th, work for the drama doesn't really begin till 12th or 13th. The acting part of it goes on, but when it comes to the sets and costumes, because there's so much of work that needs to be done for the program on 11th, you know, you would have seen that backdrop structure of Krishna, Kalinganardhana Krishna, right? That's like, it takes like 40-50 students work on it for about 15-20 days. That's the kind of effort, and they work like 24 hours in batches to get that structure going. And then you would have seen the torch vehicle, that the vehicle that goes from down taking the torch, the flame, all the way up to Hanuman, right? So these are huge fabrications done by the students. So it takes a lot of time and effort. So the drama sets and the drama costumes will all feature only after 12th of January. Because till 11th, the focus is only on the function for 11th. So this particular year in 2008, the evening program was done. Swami took aarti. Swami came down from the stage and Swami got into his car, and Swami's car didn't go. Swami sent word for Anil Kumar sir. And from somewhere in the crowd, Anil Kumar sir ran up to Swami's car. Swami lowered his window and Swami said something to him. And Swami waited. Quickly, a podium and a mic was brought. And Anil Kumar sir was going to make an announcement. And Anil Kumar sir's announcement was this. He says, Swami wants to announce that tomorrow evening in Sai Kulwant Hall, there will be a drama presentation by the Prashanthi Nilayam campus. This is the first shock. We thought we heard it wrong. And he says, Swami wants me to tell all of you that if you miss the drama tomorrow, you have missed something in life. Never before has Swami given this kind of a build-up for a drama. And it wasn't done. Anil Kumar sir says, Swami says, these kind of dialogues, these kind of songs, these kind of sets, these kind of costumes have never been seen before in Kulwant Hall. Which was true because there were no sets, there were no costumes. Nothing was ready. Nothing was ready. So every statement of Anil Kumar sir, and our hearts are beating like going faster and faster. What is going on? And I'm sure you just have to imagine Anil Kumar sir saying this. Especially if he's been instructed by Swami to give build-up. You know, he doesn't need to bring Josh. Swami's told him, Gettiga Chepu, means tell it forcefully. Tell it that everybody they should be there tomorrow. And he went berserk. And all our faces went pale. We're wondering, what is going on? How can we do the drama tomorrow? There's nothing ready. No, you can imagine if your performance was being advanced by 3 days. Music performance, even if you have practiced all through a month for it. Suddenly, if it is advanced by 3 days. And something like a drama, and especially a drama like this for Prashanthi Nilayam, where work happens only those last 3 days. And those are the 3 days that he has just taken away. So we all assembled in the hostel quadrangle. All the actors came together and we're just looking at each other. Nobody speaking a word. Nobody knows what to say. There's no backing out. I mean, can we just vanish? Can the earth just open and we just go in close? So this teacher in charge of the drama, he comes up to us and he says, nothing to worry. Finish your dinner and go for practice. Just go. Okay? All right. We took his word. We finished dinner. And we were all heading out to college for practice because we practice in the college auditorium. And when we were exiting the hostel, I saw that every single student, because see, typically the drama has about 25-30 actors, the music group, the sets and costumes, it numbers to about 100 in all. The rest of the students are involved in the various other activities that happen on 11th. Which you would have seen, like, you know, the bike stunts or the gun drill, various campus presentations, they're all part of it. They don't have anything to do with the drama. And 11th night is heaven for them because they finish their performance. It's a culmination of 15 days of grueling hard work. You just want to sleep on 11th. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to think about anything else. But all those students, every single one of them stepped up without anybody calling them. They filled the rooms of the costumes and the sets to say, what can we do? Tell me what I should do. I don't know what to do. I may not be good at it, but just give me some work because I know you need more hands. We are just ready to help. And for us actors, at least for me, it was a huge boost because I felt, my God, this is where I saw, you know, the motto of our hostel, of Swami's hostels. The motto is where each lives for the other and all live for God. And for me, it was seen in action. Where each stepped up for the other because they know that all of us are going to do something for Swami tomorrow. If it's a Prashanthi Nilayam presentation, cannot happen if the whole Prashanthi Nilayam campus doesn't come together. So we saw this, we felt very warm inside. That's the best that we could, you know, comfort ourselves with at that point. And we went for practice. We didn't come back till about 2:30 or 3 in the morning, because we just had to keep practicing. That's it. There's just only one night, and we crammed in as much practice as possible in that few hours. We came back, we slept, we got up in the morning, and we collected our costumes. So the play was supposed to start at 5:15, if I recall right, and at about 2:30 we had to report for makeup. All of us had to start putting our makeup from 2:30. So when we were having our makeup put in the dining hall of the hostel, which is like this, it's like a huge hall in the hostel. A big part of the hostel, a dining hall, the backdrops of our drama were still drying. They had switched on the fans and they were painting and letting it dry as they were painting. It was not even ready. The backdrops were not ready. They were still waiting for them to dry before they could transport it to Mandir, and the play is like an hour away. So literally our paint and the backdrop paint was going on at the same time. That was how neck to neck it was. We came to Mandir. In fact, that is one of the few plays where typically you see where we put up our backdrop when we do a play, right? In Kulwant Hall. It's the other side of Swami Sannidhi. But that day for that play, we had requested that Swami sit that side and the play happen on this side. So the play was happening where Swami Sannidhi is now, and Swami, like the rest of Kulwant Hall, was watching it from in that direction. It was the exact inverse of what usually happens. So the play started, scenes started rolling out, everything was going on well. So there was I was a narrator in that particular play, and we had a scene just before the last scene. The narrators were Tulsidas and Narada, and they had a short interlude of about 2.5-3 minutes, and then the climax scene was Rama's Pattabhishekam, for which the boys had made a huge throne and a massive backdrop with a lot of thermocol artwork on the backdrop. So I took my position for that, the penultimate scene of the drama, and I'm standing behind the wings, and I see that there's a boy sitting on a stool sticking the thermocol pieces. There's a backdrop in front of which the drama is happening. This is the next scene's backdrop, and this kid is sitting on a stool, this high a stool, and he's taking his own sweet time to stick the pieces. And being someone who has been involved with theater, like I told you from my undergrad, I've been part of productions, this was the limit. You don't do your sets while the play is on. So I nudged him and I said, brother, are you done? He said, no, I still have some more to stick. Okay. I said, you don't have much time. Yeah, don't worry, no problem, brother, he said. I said, okay, you're not understanding how serious this is. The moment I leave, right, I'm behind the wing. The moment I go in front, that scene is 2.5 minutes. It's recorded. I know it plays for not longer than 2:30. And at the end of 2:30, they're going to come and remove this in front. Don't be here with your stool. So I said, the moment you see me go, whatever has happened, just get down, take your stool and get out, because that will take him 2 minutes. He will need that time to, the moment I'm on stage, he will need that time to get down, move his stool and get out. I said, watch, the moment I get out, I wanted to go out. Yeah, brother, no problem, he said. He's continuing to do his work. So when our scene came and Tulsidas and me entered stage, to be very honest, I don't remember what I did on stage, because my thoughts were only on that guy who was sitting behind that screen. And my biggest fear was, oh my God, just imagine, there's a beautiful maroon backdrop, okay? Everybody's going to expect Rama's Pattabhishekam, the coronation of Rama. They're going to remove that. there's going to be that throne, there's going to be Lord Rama, and then there's going to be this guy who's sitting next to it, sticking. And I was sweating, like, my God, I hope he's gone. And there's no way for me to know whether he's left or not. Because when I exit after my scene, that backdrop will move out with me. So we will know if he's there or not only when it actually happens. Scene ended. I'm exiting. Luckily, that guy is not to be seen. There was only Lord Rama. There was no backdrop maintenance work going on for Rama's throne. Scene ended. That was the last scene. We had the final formation. We had the final song. Swami took photos with us. And at the end of it, Swami took Aarti. Swami got into his car and Swami left. Swami wouldn't have reached the gate of his residence. This whole backdrop just collapsed. The whole thing just came down, came crashing. That's when we realized it was not us who was holding it up. Swami gave us that strength, that including the backdrop, everything got strength from Swami. Now, let me just go back to the same incident by a few hours. So that previous night when we were practicing, when we were in the college, when we were practicing, and clearly we were all a little, you know, disturbed. The energy wasn't right because we were all very nervous about the whole thing. None of us believed that it is possible for us to do the play the next day. So this teacher who was in charge of the drama, he came to us and he said, "Let me narrate a story," he said. So he used to be doing duty outside Swami's residence. He used to have the privilege of opening the door for Swami when Swami would leave for darshan and wait for Swami when he comes back from darshan. So on one day, as Swami was exiting his residence for darshan and sir is standing there, Swami comes to him and says, "Come there and speak." Swami is told sir to come to Kulwant Hall to speak. As Swami is exiting, Swami says, "Come there and speak," and Swami walks away for darshan. So it seems he had to reach darshan before Swami finished darshan. He had to reach the veranda before Swami. So he jumped over and he crossed something. He managed to huff and puff and reach the veranda before Swami. Swami just finished darshan, came to the veranda, looked at him and said, "Go and speak." So he had like that much time only to collect his thoughts to speak. So he spoke. He spoke for 15-20 minutes. The speech ended. Everything was over. So he comes back to Swami's residence. He was of the opinion that he didn't do a good job because he felt that it was too short a notice for him to deliver to the caliber and expectation that Swami would have had for him. So when Swami comes back that night, after darshan in the evening, Swami comes back and at night he had the opportunity to tell Swami. He says, "Swami, I'm sorry. I don't think I did a good job. I hope I didn't let you down. I didn't have the time to prepare." And Swami told him, "I will never give you a challenge for which you do not have the strength. Know that if I have given you a challenge, I have already given you the strength to complete that challenge." So he told us this and he said, if Swami has announced that there will be a drama tomorrow, it doesn't matter what you and me believe. Because as far as Swami is concerned, the drama has already happened tomorrow, which is why he has said it has grand sets, it has wonderful dialogues, it has great costumes, because Swami has already seen all of it tomorrow, what is going to happen tomorrow. And he said, if Swami believes that the drama can be advanced by 3 days, know that it can be. If he has given us this challenge, he has given us the strength to overcome the challenge. And that was one of the biggest lessons that I have learned in my stay here, a lesson that I always hold on to very dearly, because come to think of it, so many things happen in our life. But guess what? We're still here. None of them got to us. Or at least they didn't get to us as badly as we thought they were going to when that moment came. When a challenge comes in front of us, our first thought is, "I'm finished." But we never get finished. Isn't it? So if we are to face anything, if we find that we are in front of something that is unsurmountable. All we have to remember is that Swami has already given the strength for us to meet that moment. You just have to tap into that strength. And literally, that is what we did, and that is how we managed to do the drama the next day. Despite all the shortcomings, if the drama was able to go on, it was entirely because of the strength that Swami gave all of us. So, I take the applause as also a sign to wind up. Thank you so much for being such a patient audience despite seeing me so often over the last 24 hours. Thank you so much. Sign off.
Ananda Prada. As the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. My Lord and I, my Lord and I. My sigh and I, my sigh and I. My sigh and I, my sigh and I. I keep feeling over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over
the days go by. Oh,